Oh, I am your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, Episode 40, Fun, Easy, Relaxing Techniques. That is going to be today's Positive Thursday topic, everyone.
In the fast-paced world we're living in, with all kinds of madness going on, you got work, family, bills, and sometimes it's so hard to relax when we need to. And if we don't learn how to take care of ourselves and take out the time to take care of ourselves, we're not going to be able to do zero, nada. But on a serious note, just taking out 10 minutes a day in our day can make a big difference in our life. The first fun, easy, relaxing technique is having one of your favorite meals. I know many of you have some really good meals that y'all like your favorite meal y'all like. I know I do. I ain't gonna lie to you about that. Because just think about it. Let's think about on a long day, you hungry as hell, your stomach is growling like it's a baby lying in your stomach. You get your favorite meal you want. You eating it and it tastes super good. You block out all the noise. And you just focus only on what you're eating and eating that good meal. Now, that's not relaxing or what? Come on now. Y'all, I know some of you listeners can agree with me on that. And then after you have your good meal and you're nice and full. And then after that, some of you probably want to just go right to sleep. Zzz, I know I do. Super fun, relaxing technique number two, having a good smooth drink like vodka and cranberry juice. Having not just one of them drinks, y'all, 10 of them. Now somebody is going to be doing more than relaxing. They probably going to be sleeping. Oh no, who knows? Because for those of you listeners who drink, and some of you don't drink, but more so the ones that don't drink. For the ones that do drink, y'all know what vodka and cranberry can do. You know, even though I know people have a different effect, but having a good drink besides alcohol, like maybe like tea with honey in it, like some peppermint tea or mint tea, they have some really good teas, like all different kinds, like jasmine tea, orange tea. That is really good to relax too, especially like on a nice cold day like now, it's here in Philly. I don't know where each one of you at, but not even just on a cold day, just on a day that you just want to just relax and just, you know, just block out everything and just be in your own little zone and just being all just about you, you know. And it might sound selfish, but it's important. We got to take care of ourselves. Have that me time. Like, this is my time. I got my drink right here. Whether it's alcohol or tea or coffee, water with lemon. I mean, it's so many different good drinks that you can have that can relax you. Fun, easy technique number four. Getting a full body massage. They have a lot of different places you can go to get a nice full body massage. I remember on one Mother's Day when my daughter treated me to a massage, and it was so nice and relaxing. It was my first time going to a massage parlor, and oh my gosh, y'all, it was so relaxing and it felt so good when the lady put it's like these rocks they have, like they look like black soap. And they warm. She put it on my back. Immediately, all the tension that I was feeling in my body, like my back, it went right away. I felt like I was in another zone, like the Twilight Zone. Remember that show that used to come on, the Twilight Zone? But get a full body massage, everyone. Check out one near your in your area, a massage parlor. And not only just a full body massage. Like for us ladies that's on here listening, you know how we get our nails done and we get our feet done. Doesn't that make you feel good? Isn't that like relaxing? And I know some of you guys that's listening as well. So I know some of you guys, y'all get pedicures too. And y'all also get manicures. So when we do stuff like that, isn't that relaxing? And doesn't it make you feel really good? Like doing the small things and relaxing, like, you know, like that. Yes, 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 for sure. I mean, it might cost a little bit extra, but why not? Why not take out the time and just treat yourself? So easy fun technique number four is getting a full body massage, or if not a full body massage, get your nails or your feet done. Fun, easy technique number five is past mistakes and laughing at past mistakes that we all have turned into a positive. How many of y'all can think of some past mistakes you have made and you turned it and you learn from it and you turn it into a positive and you laugh about it now? Like before, you know, it wasn't, you know, you was upset about it, or you may, you know, you was hurt over it. And then once you got through that situation, that mistake you made, you laugh about it now. Don't you know that's an easy way to relax when you let go of old past mistakes, old wounds? I know I have done that many times before. I could tell y'all so many stories of so many mistakes that I had made. And I used to feel bad about it. I used to feel embarrassed about it. And I would cry about it sometimes. And then once God got me to that situation and I was over it, I was able to look at the situation as a life lesson. And not only just look at it as a life lesson, but also a learning experience. And I also got a good laugh out of it. And let me tell you, I'm going to share two funny past mistakes that I made that I thought was really bad. And then I got over it, you know, through my faith, and God helped me, you know, through the situation, and I learned from it, and I seen the situation for what it was for. So one of the situations was, I was dating this guy. I don't know if I told y'all before, I dated a couple guys in my past, but not just relationships, but just things, you know, how we just do things in life that sometimes we don't know no better. And we make that bad decision, and we, you know, we beat ourselves up about it. And then, you know, once we go to that situation and we get a clear mindset of that, and we think about it, like, you know, how years pass by, and you say, oh yeah, you know, you may share it with a family member or a close friend. You say, okay, I remember when this situation happened, I was upset and I was hurt about it, but now I can laugh about it. So laughing about past mistakes is a good way to relax. Because like I said before, when we hold on to old wounds and stuff like that, it only just kindles us. But laughing is so good. So let me tell you, y'all. So growing up, I used to wear my bangs long because I grew up with a rare genetic disorder called neurofibromatosis, which caused 9 cancerous tumors. It's a genetic disorder that I was born with. So to make a long story short, everyone, I was so self-conscious of my tumors on my face. I used to wear my bangs in the middle of my nose to hide the tumor on my nose, which looked so silly. But at the time, I was so self-conscious because I used to get teased by other kids about it. I thought that I was, you know, I thought that I was hiding, you know, I was covering it up and nobody wouldn't notice it. But people notice it more. My mom used to tell me all the time, Zuri, you know, you're just drawing more attention to yourself. And now when I look back on the pictures how I used to wear my bang, I laugh. I be cracking up, y'all. I'm like, I be laughing. I'm like, oh my gosh, I looked so silly wearing my bangs that long. I can barely see. And now that I'm 41 years old today, I couldn't just imagine just seeing, you know, I couldn't imagine wearing my bangs long like that because it will bother me. But sometimes the mistakes that we make in life sometimes, and it might seem hard, you know, at the moment and difficult, we make the mistakes. And then once we see it for what it is, we get over it and we look at it. And then, you know, sometimes you can be sitting in the bathroom somewhere or just in your car, or just out somewhere, and you just bust out laughing. I know some of y'all can agree with me on that. You just laugh at a situation. So that was one of my funny situations, mistakes that I made, was wearing my bangs long growing up because I thought that it was going to you know, hide it, and it was going to stop, you know, people from teasing me about my tumor that I had on my nose because I was so, you know, self-conscious about it, you know, because you know how kids can be so cruel, and not only just kids, but you know, adults too. But that's one of my past mistakes. But I got over that, and as time went on and as I was able to come into myself, I'm not saying that I'm a finished process, but I have come a long way, y'all. A long, long way. Y'all, Zuri had come a long way, y'all. We all have come a long way. So we all are on a journey. Everyone is on a journey. you know, and everybody's journey is different and it's not the same at all. It's like you walking a marathon, and or you just take walking, like, you know how a baby, you know, taking his first steps. That's how life, you know, that's how life is, and how past and how mistakes happen. But we turn our past mistakes and our past mistakes into life lessons, and then we get over them and we heal through them life lessons, and we laugh about it, and it helps us to release tension, and it relaxes more when we get through that situation. And another one of my past mistakes I made, everyone, was that you know, I had chosen, like, for example, I was dating this one guy. I'm gonna say about the one guy I was dating, and I thought that, you know, he was this special guy and he was the man of my dreams, and to come find out he wasn't what I thought it was. It was all an illusion. So I know I'm not the only one that had made past love relationship mistakes. And, you know, whereas though, you know how you with a person and a person that you think that that's for you and you care about them so much, and then after that relationship don't work out, and you may see that person a couple years later, and you're looking at them like, ew, I dated that person, and you bust out laughing, you like, what mistake, what that? That was a big old mistake. But everyone, laughing at past mistakes is another fun, easy technique. Fun, easy technique number 6 is going to the bathroom. Whether it's a number 1 or a 2, especially if you got to pee. You know how y'all sometimes, like, if you, like, you have to go to the bathroom so bad, and you at home, or either you mainly at home, if you at home, right? And you running up the stairs like you a rabbit. You hopping up the steps, you gotta, especially when you gotta pee, you holding it so bad because you don't want to pee on yourself. And then once you go to the bathroom and you release all that, you know, that number one out, which is when you pee, you know, especially if you drink like a lot of fluids and stuff like that, doesn't that feel good? Isn't that relaxing? And then also when you do a number 2, you know, like it's just like, and then especially, like, for example, you know, if you probably overate and your stomach is hurting so bad, and you moving, you sit on the toilet, and you moving, you going back and forth, and your hands is moving, it's all balled up. You ever see how when they snow skiing, and they got the one thing on the one side, it's the thing, the handle thing, and they got the other side? That's how it be sometimes when you got to go to the bathroom. You moving, you twitching and turning, like you sledding, like you got a, for example, right? You sit, it's like you on a toilet. And then you're sledding down a snow hill because you're moving back and forth like you skiing or something because you're trying to get that number 2 out. Let me stop y'all. I know you're probably saying, ew, that's disgusting. But that is another way to relax, though. An easy, fun way to relax, because when you have to pee and when you release that, it feels so better. I know it does for me, because I drink a lot of water, a lot of water. So when I have to pee and I have to go really bad, when I let all that out, all that fluid out, I'd be like, what a relief. So relaxing technique fun technique number 6 is going to the bathroom. I meant to say, everyone, for number 6, fun, easy, relaxing technique number 6 is going to the bathroom. Not fun, easy technique. Let me get my English together. But it's okay, y'all, because we all are not perfect. And I like to have fun. So anyway, fun, easy, relaxing technique number 6, on a serious note, is going to the bathroom. Fun, easy, relaxing technique number 7 is listening to some good music and dancing. And I know it's some of y'all favorites too, as well, too. Dura, mira cómo brilla tu piel, dura. fun, easy, relaxing technique number 8 is traveling. Like this upcoming Friday, everyone, which is tomorrow, I'll be traveling out to California to go visit my daughter, my first newborn. And we all, like I said before, we have to enjoy life. And traveling is one of the beautiful things that you can want to do. You know, at your choice, wherever you feel like you want to travel to, just going different places, exploring, seeing the world. I'm super excited about traveling and traveling in tomorrow, this upcoming Friday, going to visit my daughter out in California. I'm just looking so forward to it, y'all. Y'all just don't know because I suppose I had been during Christmas time, but it was a lot going on. So I said, you know, I'm going to go the beginning of the year. The beginning of the year. I said, I'm going to go in January. Me and my son is flying down there. And I'm looking super forward to going. And not only just traveling to go see my daughter in California, but I made up my mind this upcoming summer and here on, I'm going to just going to be going everywhere, exploring the world, meeting new people. I mean, just going everywhere. And not only just about, for me, relaxing when traveling different places. It's more about just living life to its fullest. Because you never know when is your last time here on earth. And the only reason I'm bringing this up is because I have a cousin that just passed away. He was only 29, which is my mom's sister's son. This is her second child she had to bury. And he was only 29. He had a seizure. But we have to enjoy life. And traveling, I know it's probably many of you listeners that travel a lot. And I want to ask each one of you, for you listeners that travel, how do y'all feel when y'all travel and go different places? Isn't it a good feeling? Isn't it relaxing just to get away from the regular norm and just to be somewhere different? And I could think back for myself, even when I traveled other places too, and when I wasn't in Philly, I felt good because I was in a different environment and I was away from my norm. So I was like stepping out of the box. And when I tell y'all, the feeling inside that I had, not only just the feeling inside, but it was like, okay, I'm actually not in Philly. I'm here in a different state. Like I've been to New York. I've been to, where have I been at for? I've been to Arizona before, which is nice. It was so hot down there. The weather was like 100 and something degrees. It was like the one in town where my daughter was like into modeling. So I was traveling with her and supporting her. And traveling, for those of you listeners that haven't really traveled much, travel. Even like some of you don't like to fly. It's different places that you can go to where you don't even have to fly. You can just drive somewhere, you know, with a friend or a family member or whoever you want to go on a traveling trip with. Do it. Don't wait till it's too late. We're in 2020. You know, time just fly by. It don't wait for no one. So I know when I travel tomorrow to go see my daughter, I'm going to be right on the plane. I'm going to relax, relax, relax. And that's going to be a super fun, exciting, excellent, relaxing technique. Fun, easy technique number 8 is traveling, everyone. Fun, easy, relaxing technique number 9 is surfing on that wood, getting all that good wood. It's like, now let me stop, y'all. I forgot that part. Remember that part on Beyonce's song where she say surfing first, surfing on that wood? Well, y'all know what that mean, right, y'all? Okay, so easy, fun, relaxing technique number 9 is getting some good loving. Yes, it makes a difference. Especially even more so, I'm going to speak for myself. If you're in a committed relationship and you marry, or you just had that special someone and it's good like that, that's a really easy, good way to relax. So fun, relaxing, easy technique is number 9, is getting some good loving. Fun, easy technique number 10 is being yourself. I know that is it can be a difficult thing for many of you. And it has been for me as well too. But being yourself is so relaxing. Just think about all the times where you pretend to, when you know how we all want to be accepted in life by others and we don't like rejection. And I can truly relate to rejection because for a very long time, it took me a really, really long time to come into myself. And I'm still am learning myself. So I'm not a complete person. You know, I'm a work in process. And it was many a times where, you know, I acted like someone I wasn't because I wanted to be accepted by other people. But can I tell y'all one thing, everyone? When I started to just relax and be myself, it was just so much less stress off of me, and I felt relaxed and I felt happy. But when I felt like I had to be something that I wasn't, I felt more sad. I felt more like I just felt like empty inside. So when I started to come into myself and started to accept who I was and who God made me to be, it was so relaxing and it was less stress for me because I didn't have to pretend and be something like I wasn't. But to be honest, it's also, y'all, I used to be really afraid of, I used to be growing up, and even up as an adult, I used to be afraid of a rejection. And I know that there's a lot of you that's listening that's afraid of rejection and still may be trying to have a hard time of trying to be who you are, especially around other people. And rejection is not a good feeling. But can I tell each one of you, I want to say that each one of you are unique in your own way. You're beautiful. And it's just a beautiful feeling when you can just be yourself and not have to be something you're not. Just think about it. You know how this is, you know how we have like, you know, different people, like famous people like Oprah Winfrey, Tyler Perry, Ellen DeGeneres. I mean, so many celebrities or just everyday regular people who they are selves, and people just love them for who they are. And then, not more importantly, they love their selves for who they are, but it probably took them a long time to get where they're at. But point to what I'm saying to each one of you is that if you're still in the journey of learning how to become the person that you want to be, don't stop. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep being you, regardless of who accepts you or not. It took me a long time. I tell y'all, I spent years and years trying to be something that I wasn't. And I muted myself. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now, like talking to each one of you. I mean, it took a lot of faith and a lot of strength for me to do what I'm doing. But most importantly, I love it. I love talking to each one of you every positive Thursday. And I'm loving the person that God is making me to become each and every day because I am a work in process. So, number 10, relaxing technique, fun relaxing technique number 10 is being yourself. So our next fun, easy technique is building healthy, good relationships. When you have good, healthy relationships in your life, whether it's a love relationship or a friendship, it can be really relaxing and also less stressful and very fulfilling. True friends are really hard to find. So if you have a true friend in your life, someone that truly, genuinely care about you, keep that person in your life, because if you do, you are truly blessed. Last but not least, our last fun, easy, relaxing technique is going to the casino. Who doesn't like going to the casino and pulling that machine and getting some extra money, right? I am so happy, y'all, that y'all joined me on this positive Thursday. And I'm so happy that it inspired each one of you. Please share this podcast with others because it is powers in the numbers. Also, you can connect. Each one of you can connect with me at Zoe Flower. I'm Zoe Flower 8 on Twitter. And also connect with me. Let me say that again one more time. Connect with me on Zoe Flower YouTube page. And also you can connect with me at Zoe Flower 8 Instagram and at Zoe Flower Twitter. And please send me a message on this podcast. I would love to hear your feedback and also future podcast ideas. And also, I want to say is God bless each one of you. Enjoy the rest of your week. And I'll talk to you next Positive Thursday. And remember, there are so many fun different ways to relax.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 41. Today's Positive Thursday topic is going to be Netflix summer hot movies to check out, everyone. How y'all doing on this Positive Thursday? I hope your day going well.